In 1985, a jury convicted Richard A. Levitt of the brutal first-degree murder of Danette J. Elge a year earlier. Elge of Blackfoot, Idaho, had been stabbed more than a dozen times and her body was mutilated. The state will execute 53-year-old Levitt Tuesday by lethal injection unless there is a last-minute stay. Scott Key reports on what to expect.
Male death row prisoners are housed in the Idaho Maximum Security Institution, or Idaho MAX. Guards moved Levitt to a lone cell last month after the State Department of Correction served him with a death warrant. At around 6 Tuesday morning, Levitt was offered a sedative. Warden Randy Blades is in charge of Idaho MAX. He says Levitt will be taken into the execution chamber across the hall from his cell at around 10 Tuesday morning.
Often you may have seen or heard or read, you know, that they walk to the death chamber itself. And we don't do that. We go ahead and put them on a gurney, secure them on a gurney, and then wheel them in there.
A court ruling issued last Friday means media and other witnesses will watch as Levitt enters the room, is strapped onto a table, and an IV is inserted into his veins. Once the warden reads Levitt his death warrant, the culmination of nearly 30 years of court hearings and appeals for the condemned will end in about 30 minutes. I'm Scott Key.